I got it in a store at Walmart, as in Walmart, and I said, hey, Mom, is it really true that people eat out trash cans? And she said, yeah, it is. And I didn't like that, so I started the hand feed for that wouldn't happen.
And how old were you when you started this?
4.
And how old are you now?
8.
How many events have you held so far?
3. This is my 3rd year, going into my 3rd year.
Who do you hope to help with this event?
I think the target audience for Terrence is people that are dealing with hunger and homelessness, and a lot of times those things commingle. So both of those, this year specifically, he is donating 100% of the funds to my father's house, which is a shelter, which I pause when I say that only because it's such a dignified place that I think it's almost an injustice to refer to it as a shelter because it's done so well. And so 100% of the proceeds will be going to my father's house. And in a nutshell, they focus on families that are transitioning from the streets. They actually house them in apartment-like domains, provide all of the needs from job training to meals to childcare. I mean, it's a complete comprehensive program. Then folks can actually transition to townhouses that are owned by my father's house, and they can rent them at below market value while they're rebuilding their financial situation. How Terrence learned of that particular organization is the first year he gave the money to the Portland Rescue Mission, you know, one of the most commonly known agencies. But Terrence is also into Taekwondo. He's testing for his black belt this year. And as a subgroup of that, he's on the leadership team, pretty elite group of kids and adults who are kind of the cream of the crop amongst that crew of people. And they do a lot of community outreach because it's all about being a leader and a stand-up person on and off the mat. So the leadership team organized a birthday party for children living at my father's house who otherwise may not have a birthday party. So when we got there, Terrence was beyond wowed by this organization and how they operated. And then we got to, I believe it's the 3rd floor, and he recognized that they have a floor exclusively for single fathers. And that is such an underserved group of people when you are talking about populations that are hungry and homeless. And so that day when we left, he said, Mom, when I do the next Terrence feed, this is where I want the money to go.
Terrence, what would you say to other kids who get a pretty big idea, and some of them might even be listening to today's show? What advice would you give them?
If you want to help others, help them. Follow your dream.
I understand that you guys have your next event coming up pretty soon.
Absolutely.
Yep, tomorrow. It is at, we got to be there at 1, and it's until 5.
1 till 5 p.m. And where are people supposed to go if they want to come?
Madison High School Gym.
I saw that you guys had a great list of performances. Can Absolutely. You talk a bit about that?
I can. We have Rashid Jamal. We have Mike Capes. We have Jesse Sponberg, who is currently one of the front runners for the City of Portland mayor candidacy. We have Adriana Dale, both an independent artist, also a member of Speaker Minds Band. Who else do we got coming? I'm missing some folks. I will be performing. Mom is also known as Rodeezy. Oh, London Elliott, huge young activist in the city, will be coming and also doing some spoken word. There's also going to be an open mic session. Terrence has a lot of support from his school, and many of his friends, upon learning about this, wanted to come and perform and contribute in whatever way. So we've got some space for that as well. So it's a pretty solid lineup tomorrow. We're also feeding folks, with or without a donation, where we're going to feed you, come mingle, hang out, support the cause. The Terrence Feed is as much about community as it is about the donations. Of course, that is really the bottom line, but we also want people to come, know the people around you that are doing the work and that are really committed to changing and empowering the communities that we live in. So we want folks to definitely know that whether you have a dollar or $100 or no dollars at all, you are welcome at the Terrence Feed. Please come, show your face, support, be present. We want to see that gym packed out with the community tomorrow.
I hope you see me tomorrow.
That was Rochelle Hart and Terrence Burton Jr. from the Terrence Feed, which is happening tomorrow from 1 to 5 p.m. at Madison High School. For KBOO News, I'm Jamie Haddad.